Hold on. We want to bring Harvey Wireman on the program to talk a little bit about the Robert Blake situation. And Harvey is an attorney law, now retired, but does some pro bono criminal work. And basically just to get an overview of what's going on with the Blake case from a legal perspective. Harvey, thanks for joining the program.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Mr. Wireman, the Robert Blake arrest yesterday also included a bodyguard.
Right, that was the that's what I heard. But he slept at the house, so I think it was natural for people to want him to be to the police to want to speak to him.
No, he lived at the house.
Did he?
Who? No, you said that he lived at the house.
Yes, he did. I you're talking about who?
I'm talking about Robert Blake.
Yes, he lived at his house. Whatever. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I'm talking about the bodyguard.
Well, the bodyguard lived at the house, yes, and was in a room when Mr. Blake came home. So the police obviously want to talk to him.
But he was arrested for what?
No, he was not arrested. The police simply want to talk to him because he was watching television when Mr. Blake came back and went down the side of the house. But you saying that Robert Blake lived at his own house, I think, betrays a certain lack of information about this. So that
I didn't say that, Mr. Wireman. I said that Robert Blake, his bodyguard, lived at the house.
And I am repeating, yes. You said he was arrested.
I saw a man who I assume was the bodyguard being let off in cuffs.
No. Are you an attorney?
No, I'm not.
Then would you allow me?
Go ahead.
The man that was let off in cuffs was Robert Blake.
No. There was a guy on the street who was being let off in cuffs.
Robert Blake.
That was Robert Blake?
Yes.
They had this guy in a prone position.
Yes, and they were cuffing him.
Yeah.
That was Blake.
Well, why did I hear that a bodyguard got arrested?
Well, they didn't arrest any, but the man who was living on the property, who, when Mr. Blake came home that night, he was watching TV. He heard a bump on the wall, so they want to talk to him. As far as I know, that's why when they found the bloody glove, because they heard a bump on the wall, so they went around and looked for it.
When they talked to Robert Blake's bodyguard, he was sitting in a house and he heard a bump on the wall?
Yes. Where you been? It's been all over the news.
And then they found a bloody glove.
Right, but the problem is, they'd had an argument. She went to the end of the boat, and then apparently she fell in.
Who?
Natalie Wood.
I'm talking about Robert Blake.
So am I. What seems to be the problem here?
What's Natalie Wood going to the end of the boat got to do with this?
I'm explaining to you, as an attorney, the steps by which the police put the evidence together.
In the Robert Blake shooting?
In the Natalie Wood drowning.
I didn't ask you about the Natalie Wood.
Whoa. I didn't live 79 years to be yelled at. Do you understand?
I didn't ask you at...
Lower your voice.
I didn't ask you about the Natalie Wood drowning.
Then what are you asking me about?
Robert Blake allegedly shooting his wife.
Yes. He took a cab to the a limousine to the airport. Then he came home and went to sleep. And his wife shot him.
His wife didn't shoot him. He shot her.
Well, that's a good trick. He goes to sleep and she shoots him, and then he wakes up and he shoots her? How'd that happen? You know, Mr. Hickory, again, all of the things that...
Whose wife shot him?
You're talking about Phil Hartman. I'm telling you...
I'm not talking about Phil Hartman. I'm not...
Oh, no. You're talking about Shatner, right?
Not Shatner. I'm talking about Robert Blake.
Well, they didn't find him in the bottom of a pool. They found William Shatner's wife.
Yes, I know that.
Good. Then why do you keep bringing up Blake?
Because I don't want to talk about Shatner's wife. And I don't want to talk about Natalie Wood falling off the end of a boat. And I don't care if Phil... Well, I do care that Phil Hartman was killed. But don't tell me that his wife shot him and then he woke up and shot her.
I didn't say that. You did. You said Robert Blake got shot in the head by his own wife and then shot her. How the hell is that going to happen?
It can't happen because I ain't asking about that.
All right. You're asking me about Robert Blake.
Yeah, I know. Why don't you tell me how he OD'd on some pills after he had sex with Robert Kennedy?
Have you seen the case file? because that's...
Yeah, is that in that?
Yeah, well, yes, that happens to be a speculation that she had sex with Robert Kennedy.
Who? Marilyn Monroe, right?
Yeah. You know something, Phil, and...
Look at Harvey...
You know, just shut up for a minute and let me say something, Phil, because I've known you for a lot of years.
Harvey, I'm not...
Just, will you allow an old man to say something?
Go ahead.
I've noticed that you, on the weekend, you're hitting the ball a long way with that Don Julio Blanco. And
this isn't about me drinking, okay?
No, just, would you allow an old man to say his piece?
Go ahead.
One of the greatest Latin singers of her time gets shot in a motel room, and you can't seem to put two and two together in this deal.
You talking about the great Latin singer Robert Blake?
Are you stupid? I'm talking about Selena. And the fact that when someone put that eight ball up her rear end, everybody...
Harvey,
Why do you interrupt me?
I asked you...
Why do you interrupt me? I'm 79 years old. Don't you think that I've earned a little respect? The fact that a man's own father would kill him.
Robert Blake or...
Marvin Gaye. Robert Blake? Robert Blake? You asked me about William Shatner, and you keep going with Robert Blake. Now, like I told you, they found Marilyn Monroe in the bottom of the pool. And when they finally pulled her out, Phil Hartman's wife shot her. Don't you understand any of these things?
Did Phil Hartman's wife shoot her after Marvin Gaye's father shot him?
Marvin Gaye's father did shoot him, yeah.
Shot?
Marvin Gaye.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say Robert Blake.
Do I look stupid, too? Do I look as dumb as you?
So let me get this straight. Robert Blake was found in the bottom of a pool after he shot his wife, who had shot him.
Right.
And then he went to Texas and shoved an eight ball up Selena's ass and shot her.
Exactly.
And Marvin Gaye helped out in any of this?
No, he drowned Natalie Wood.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he shoved Natalie Wood off the back of a boat. Oh, well, Harvey, thank you very much for your legal opinion.
Thank you very much. But what you need to do, Philly, shut up. Apparently when they found her, her head was in the steering wheel, by the way.
Who?
Jane Mansfield.
Yeah, right.